Welcome to episode 68 of the Bug and Stock News podcast, powered by Two Bulls. I am your host, Kyle Lippincott. I want to say that these have been a lot of fun. They're a lot of work, a lot of research, but they've been a lot of fun doing them again. Kind of what makes it worth it is hearing the feedback from all you guys that listen. Hey, we didn't know that, or that's cool, interesting. Knowing that you guys are listening and reaching out is what makes it worth it to me, and I'm glad that I started doing these podcasts again. Two Bulls Performance Supplements is the supplement choice of Bug and Stock News. If you're looking to give your bulls that extra edge, you need the Black Label. If they stress on the road, you need the De-Stress. If you have cows in a breeding program, you need the Pro Breeder Mineral. Visit their website at twobulls.net to order your products today. Thank you, Two Bulls Performance Supplements, for the support with Bug and Stock News. The schedule, make sure you guys download the BSM Plus app to stay in the loop with all of the upcoming events, information, payment deadlines, and more. We keep you in the know with the BSN Plus in-app notifications. You'll never miss a deadline or payment again. Sires by Earnings, this is another premium feature that you will appreciate once you subscribe to the app. The current top 25 sires by competition offspring earnings with pedigree information, videos of offspring, and much more. This app feature is updated weekly as soon as the events are logged. I mean, like, I got home from Amarillo Sunday night, I was updating the sires by earnings, so that could be updated almost in real time for you guys to see. This week after Amarillo, there were some big paydays, and a lot of bulls moving inside the top 25. We had a change at the number one position. So you guys download the app, and you can see all of that information. One thing I wanted to point out here as we get going in this episode, Megan Schoonmaker, she is on fire. The fiance of Austin Patterson, a.k.a. the Bull Butler, has been knocking it out of the park this season. Her two bulls, she's hauling two bulls right now, 24 Bowser with D-Bar J Long Ranch, TP Cattle, and 211 Dauntless of Dutchman Bucking Bulls. They have won three Cowgirls events. I'm calling it in a row. It's the last three that she has entered. Both her bulls split the win in the Cowgirls division at the ABBI Spring Fling in Amarillo, Texas this past weekend, posting scores of 88.80 points. Dauntless also placed in the 100,000 added consolation fraternity, taking home another check for 8,000 and some change. And 24 Bowser qualified inside the top 30 of the $1 million fraternity semifinals and will buck in Fort Worth May 11th for a chance at that $900,000 purse. Congrats to Megan, her partners, everybody that makes that. The wheels go around there on a great start to the 2024 season. We're going to get deep into the consolation, the semifinals, everything that happened in Amarillo, but I wanted to point that out. She's a newcomer to the business, coming from the barrel racing world, I do believe, and she's been knocking it out of the park. Let's move into the Bucking Bull Pro scoreboard. Bucking Bull Pro is the preferred dummy of Bucking Stock News. It is the most reliable dummy on the market. If you want the best, go with Bucking Bull Pro. They have many different models. Boudreaux, Wieland dummies, I believe, that weigh 7 pounds. They're all around, I believe, weighs 13 pounds. Single latch dummies, dual latch dummies, you name it, Bucking Bull Pro has got it. All right, with the Bucking Bull Pro scoreboard from Amarillo, Texas, the ABBI event, let's take a look at the top three from each class with pedigrees. First and foremost, before we get into any of that, I'd like to say get well soon to Justin Cox with a 6-bar C. He's doing fine. He flanked his bulls on Saturday, but he did take a hoof right to the chest on Friday when one of his bulls left the chute. He did go to the hospital to get checked out. All is well, but I can only imagine. That hoof didn't skip the top bar. It not a deflection off of anything. Square shot right to the chest. So, Justin, you get well, buddy, and we'll see you here in a couple weeks. So, just kick things off in Amarillo, the junior fraternity. It's not a surprise that it was stout, but it was stout. Getting the win, 250, Mayor of Hogeye, Ogden Ranch, 89.60 points. A son of the great Billy Frank and out of Baker, 832R. She's above a daughter, but she's also a full sister to Simon that's on tour right now with K-Bar C, and a full sister to Voodoo Warrior, the sire to yearling world champion Voodoo Woman. This bull is raised by Gene Baker Homestead Genetics, now owned by the Ogden Ranch. 2209 Black Tie Affair, Addy Jury, Nothing But Tri Ranch, and Booth Bucking Bulls coming in second, 89.36. Sired by the Brennell of there, 688 Kangaroo, which was by Mud Shark, Mudslinger's son, and out of SC 485, a Play Toy daughter. Chad bred to that bull kind of as an outcross. He was a Calico Jackson, I believe. That bull, he's got a messed up face, so he's real interesting to look at. But dang sure, that's not the first time I've seen him be 89 or better. So great bull there for Addy Jury. Splitting third and fourth in the junior fraternity, 209 Little Rip of Wacy Hearts, 88.32 points, sired by longtime short rounder Canadian Mist out of a Magic Maker daughter. And a matter of fact, he's a full brother to Wacy's 2022 junior fraternity world champion bull, 008 Rip. So that's pretty cool. Wacy's got a full brother to a bull he's already won a gold buckle with, splitting third and fourth at the first big junior fraternity of the season, raised by Hart Cattle Company of Marietta, Oklahoma. Splitting third and fourth with Little Rip was Rockin' T 22X Cole Tolman, Rockin' T Ranch, 88.32 points, sired by 33C Slice of Heaven by Fire Show, and out of a Crazy Train female that was a flush cow. Crazy Train over the great Bar 2 female from the Sanford program, raised by BJ Tolman of Lindsay, Oklahoma. So congratulations to those four junior competitors in Amarillo. The Cowgirl Fraternity, we touched on it briefly, 24 Bowser, D-Bar J Long Ranch, a TP Cattle Company, 88.80 points, sired by DeNutso, PBR Finals Bull, Crazy Train son, and a maternal brother to Bruiser, out of a Best Shot daughter, raised by Dustin Long of Texas. And 211 Dauntless, owned by Dutchman Bucking Bulls, also 88.80 points, both flanked by Megan Schoonmaker. And rounding out the top three, K245 Hook and W Ranch, Katie Pershbacher, 87.92 points, sired by TC769, that's a Denny McCoy bull, by Harrington 15, and I didn't notice any of this, so I dug a little deeper, and 769 goes back to Apollo and Coyote Ugly, out of a Spear My Gear daughter on the dam side, K8-3. Open fraternity results. This was good watching. So basically, what bulls were eligible to enter the open fraternity were bulls that were not entered in the 100,000 added consolation fraternity or entered in the semifinals fraternity. So there was still a place for those bulls that didn't get to three events, or maybe didn't qualify to the semifinals and getting the win. 202 Rico Suave, 3DA's Cattle Company, 2 Bulls Ranch, and Dean Wilson, 90.88 points, sired by 922 Playing in the Gravy by Dances with Gravy, and out of JMC 981 a Dances with Gravy daughter. So making Rico Suave double bred Dances with Gravy, which is the sire to the great Woopaw, raised by Jim McClain of the Two Bulls Ranch there in southern Oklahoma. Playing in the Gravy was a money winner, and we've talked about that time and time again about breeding to money winners. I think he win 15 or 18,000. So that's cool. And double bred Dances with Gravy. I don't know if that was on purpose or if Jim knew that he was breeding a Dances with Gravy son to Dances with Gravy daughters, but nonetheless, it worked out for 90.88 points in the open fraternity victory in Amarillo. Second place, 322 Show Me Dollars, McClellan Creek and Lidgard, 90.08 points. Sired by 955 Top Dollar, current PBR short rounder, past yearling world champion, and out of Page 717E, a high rolling daughter, and a past dam of the year. Matter of fact, Show Me Dollars was an AI calf. The Henrys wanted a calf by Top Dollar and their best cow. They AI'd her to Top Dollar, and Show Me Dollars is the result of that. And he was definitely showing the money signs there in Amarillo, 90.08 points and reserve champion in the open fraternity. Castle and Sanford's BE 219, 89.68 points, raised by Brennan Eldred. No genetic information just yet to round out the top three. I'm sure Brennan or Dalton or Riley listening to this will fill me in on his genetics, just nothing showing up on the database there. So those are the top three. The open fraternity, all those bulls bucked on Friday in the open fraternity. Saturday, or we're going to get into the consolation fraternity here. And most of the junior bulls bucked on Saturday as well. There was a couple that went during the consolation fraternity, I believe. But the 100,000 added consolation fraternity, excuse me, was for bulls. We kind of touched on it. There was 100,000 added to the purse, $1,500 entry fees, and bulls must have went to three of the four qualifiers and did not qualify to be eligible for this fraternity. 229 road tag, Joe and Nina Webb, Buck, D&H Cattle Company, turns in a score of 90.64 points to pick up the consolation fraternity win, $37,863.50. Sired by F42 Big Wave by 33C Slice of Heaven, and out of page E69, a bruiser daughter, back out of the dam to show kitty, raised by D&H and Buck. And also, the winner of the consolation fraternity gets to go to the short round in Fort Worth. So Road Tag punched his ticket there with the consolation fraternity win to the short round of the $1 million fraternity. K901 from McGuire Cattle Company and Ace of Spades split in second and third here in the consolation fraternity, 89.44 points. Both of these bulls taking home a check for $20,547.88. Sired by Show Kitty and out of McGuire 901, a fire show daughter raised by Paul and Clint McGuire, Crockett, Texas. Again, split in second and third, 66K Big Lunch, a white infantrail, and they call him Big Lunch. I don't know if there's a reason for that, but he is a big, stout, big-boned buck and sucker. 89.44 points, $20,547.88. Sired by 10G Turner Burner, which crosses Turner Burner over the $100,000 mark in 2024 offspring earnings. Out of page F66 on the dam side, a Long John daughter out of the 255 bar 152 female. So that was the juniors, the cowgirls, the open, and the 100,000 added consolation fraternity. The $1 million fraternity semifinals was made up of 25 bulls from 25 different bulls from each of the four qualifiers to compete here with the top 30 plus the consolation winner moving on to the short round in Fort Worth, which will be May 11th. The top 30 from this class have finally punched their ticket to the $1 million fraternity short go, where there will be a $900,000 guaranteed purse and a check for $250,000 to the winner. I want to go over a couple, I'm going to go over the payout actually, because here's the deal, guys. This is the richest fraternity. I don't know. I mean, richest is a good word, I think, but it's the biggest thing in the buck and bull business ever in history. No 2-year-old has ever competed for a chance at $250,000, a quarter million for first place ever. Not the Maiden, not the Heritage, until now. So I think that's really cool to point out. But the payout with that $900,000 purse, $250,000 the first, $125,000 the second, $75,000 the third, $60,000 the fourth, $45,000 the fifth, $40,000 the sixth, $35,000 for seventh, $30,000, $25,000, $20,000, $19,000, $18,000, $17,000, $16,000, $15,000, $14,000, $13,000, $12,000, $11,000, and $10,000 will round out the 20 places, and then 21 through 31, and there was two bulls that advanced. They were in the top 25 of all four qualifiers. So really, 21 through 33 will get a check for $5,000 a piece. So at the end of the day, those bulls that have punched their ticket there, I mean, they're guaranteed a payday. So it's gonna be really, really fun watching. I will say, I got a bull in there with my partners, Crooked Creek Bucking Bulls from North Carolina, and on the way home, I think it finally set in. Like, this whole process has been going on since October of last year at the ABBI World Finals was the first qualifier. And you take bulls, you try to qualify, some of them make it to the semifinals, some of them don't, you go to the consolation fraternity, whatever. You know what's at the end, you know the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but until you actually, like, man, I get a buck one for a chance at a $250,000 check, and there's only 33 bulls in the country that get to do it. I think it's probably set in for everybody now that it's for real and this thing's really happening, and we're talking about a big, big payday. To win second place pays more than it pays to win the Heritage, pays more than it pays to win the Maiden. Like, that's second place. So it's going to be huge. I think it's game changing for our industry. Not only that, but it's going to be aired on CBS network television. This is huge for the competition world, the Bucking Bulls. But I want to go through. I want to name off the people that have bulls advancing. I think it's that cool and it's that important. I want to take the time to go through the 30 bulls that advanced from the semifinals, plus Rotag from the Consolation Fraternity, and then Real Steel and 255K Mexican Train. They're the two bulls that advanced through the top 25 at all four qualifiers. But first place at the semifinals, I'm not going to read off scores or anything, because essentially first through 30th, it's all the same. They all advance. So I'm just going to go down the list, read you guys the bulls and the owners that will be advancing to the semifinals. The finals, the short round. This was from the semifinals. D634 Red Mike, Winrock, G&K Cattle, Denison, 226K Lolly's Lunatic, Copenhagen Bucking Bulls, H6322 Kuyon, Diamond H Outlaws, SNL Rodeo, Dean Wilson, Fitrell 6K, Fitrell D&H Cattle Company, 268K Phantom Lord, Disaster Labs, D&H Cattle and Buck, 713K Denali, Joe and Nina Webb, TM Cattle Company, BS Cattle Company, 25K Simple Man, Emmett Cattle, D&H Cattle Company, Ott13K Red Man, Crooked Creek Bucking Bulls, Rafter KL, 322 Night Train, Osborne Cattle Company, Bar 7 Bucking Bulls, and Cadillacs, 572 Bueno, Bad Habits Bucking Bulls, and Laughlin, 36K Son of a Sinner, Copenhagen and York, 250 Mayor of Hogeye, Nathan Ogden in the Ogden Ranch, 117K Platinum Big Shot Rodeo and 6 Bar C, 230K Sego Lily, W Sunrise, Lone Star, and Taylor, B23 Arc Flash, Marty Hansen, and Dean Wilson, K9 Sergeant Stubby, Platinum Big Shot Rodeo and 6 Bar C, 21-22 Cowboy Smile, CP Legacy, Tim Schreiber, Wyatt Cox, and 6 Bar C, McGuire 750K, Ace of Spades, and McGuire, 24 Bowser, D-Bar J Long Ranch, TP Cattle Company, 52K Uptown Funk, R&D Bucking Bulls, and Laughlin, Page 97K, Emmett, Buck, and D&H Cattle, K22 Sid's Kid, Jim and Shannon Barr, Hook and W Ranch, 2 Bar 30 Big A, Less Than 8 Cattle, and Dean Wilson, McGuire K50, McGuire Cattle Company, and Ace of Spades, F8 Nervous Nelly, CP Legacy, Big Shot, and 6 Bar C, Fitrell 71K, Fitrell D&H Cattle, 209 Little Rip, Wacy Hart Cattle, 2951 Coach Prime, 6M Ranch, and Riley Sanford, 23 Caribou Lou, Lyndon Flynn, 239 Tickmark, Buck and Fun Group number 2, and Hilton Bull Company, and 27K War Pig, Works, Dorman, Weaver, and Hilton Bull Company. So those are the bulls that will advance from Amarillo to the short go that will take place at Cowtown Coliseum May 11th at 10 a.m., I believe. So that is exciting stuff, guys. It is really, really exciting what's happening in the competition world. Let's roll on. Let's go to Albuquerque, the pit. I believe the second or third major of the PBR's Unleash the Beast Tour, 19H Manhater, Gene Owen, no surprise here, 45 3/4 point bull score, but he was picked by Cassio Diaz in the short round for the second time, 93 1/4 points. Big time ride for Cassio Diaz, the number one man in the PBR world standings, on Manhater, the number one bull in the PBR world standings for the race for a PBR world champion bucking bull. 946 Rustic Pearl, Rising Stars Ranch, Rafter O, Blake Sharp, 45 3/4 bull score, tying Manhater for the high mark bull of the event. If you remember the last podcast, we talked about the Flinikin 144 cow. here is, we mentioned this bull, Rustic Pearl, was in there. So there is a chance, it'd be really cool that Going Solo and Rustic Pearl both at the PBR finals out of the same cow the same year. 9X Dark Thoughts, Blake Sharp and Partners, 45 bull score. This is a full brother to 3X Gaston that Blake purchased from Championship Pro Rodeo after the 2023 NFR. So those are the top three marked bulls from the three-day event there in Albuquerque that just concluded yesterday. 122 total outs, 41.3 average bull score, 38 qualified rides, meaning they rode 31% of the bulls. 17 bulls are marked 44 points or better, with only three bulls receiving a bull score of 45 points or better, and we just told you what three those were. Let's roll into Wharton, Texas, PRCA Extreme Bulls. A54 Red Demon continues the heater. He took a break. They didn't go to Albuquerque. He's been going back and forth to the PBRs and the PRCA. He's hands down got the punchy's ticket to the PBR World Finals and trying to keep things strong over there at the PRCA. He's bucked twice in Wharton. The first trip, he was a 45. In the second out, he turned a bull score of 48 and a half points. I believe they marked him 23 and a half and 25 for Red Demon there in Wharton, Texas. If Red Demon is not the front runner for PRCA Bull of the Year, I don't know what is. Now, here's the deal. The PRCA's Bull of the Year is done a little different. It's not on bull score and that kind of stuff. It's voted on by the guys, the bull riders. So I know that him being as good as he's been, but I do think the guys like that bull. Like when they ride him, they're a pile of points every time. I mean, as the bull scores show there. Wharton, Texas, there were 61 total outs, 41.89 average bull score, and they rode 16% of the bulls, 10 qualified rides there in Wharton. Six bulls marked 44 points or better, and there was two outs 45 points or better, which was Red Demon, both of those outs. He was the only bull in Wharton, Texas. The Extreme Bulls marked 45 or better. The Big Shot Rodeo Yearling Bull and Heifer Sale will take place in Altus, Oklahoma on Friday night following check-in. Jody Schott has put together a really nice set of cows, which is where all these calves came from, by a variety of sires that he had turned out. These calves are raised there by Big Shot Rodeo. Jody is new to the business, but he has went about this the right way. He's bought a great set of cows. He turned out great bulls. He's got great people working for him, getting the best out of these calves and doing it the right way. He has these calves dialed in and ready for your consideration in the upcoming sale. You can visit Big Shot Rodeo on Facebook. I know Jody's posted some video updates, some sneak peeks of what's going to be offered in that sale. The catalog should be coming out soon. We'll make sure to post a link to that online catalog when it does come out. I believe somewhere around 40 or 45 lots, bulls and heifers, will be offered in this sale, Altus, Oklahoma, following check-in of that ABBI event, the Big Shot Rodeo Yearling Bull and Heifer Sale. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for listening to the Buck and Stock News Podcast. That's going to wrap up this episode of the podcast. I hope that you guys not only find these podcasts maybe entertaining, a way to pass the time as you're going down the road, but also informative for the buck and bull industry. I really do appreciate the feedback and content ideas. It helps me out, and it lets me know that you guys are enjoying what we're putting out there for you guys to listen to. So keep it coming, and thanks for listening.